Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, we're the wife of Yahweh, right? That we speak to him the same way a wife speaks to a husband. We don't be hostile. You don't speak to him hostile. I'm not going to do it. I don't care what you say. I know. I just don't believe it's right. I don't feel it's right. Your feeling going to tell you to slither, you wicked thing. Those stupid feelings. Well, there are times I feel like I don't even bother with my wife. Does that make the feeling right? No, it doesn't make it right. I say to her, you want me to bother? She says, no, I don't. Okay, I understand. She doesn't make it right. Hypocrites, don't look at me like that. All right. I just tell you the truth. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with you knowing that. You want to be ashamed of that for what? I'm not ashamed of that. Because she says that. The time she said, what, something wrong with you? I said, yeah, I just don't want to be bothered. It'll be 30 seconds later. Okay, let's talk. How about that? Yahweh's going to instruct his house. He said, if you're contrary with me, I will be contrary with you. If you act foolish with me, I will act foolish with you. Look what he goes on to say here. I want to read this. Listen to this. It's in Yasha. It's in Yasha. But it's one thing about instructions and what discipline do. It conforms you and it reforms your whole mind and your whole logic. The way you think, the way you act, and the way you react. That's why Yahweh put you elderly women there to teach you young women. Don't react that way. Don't do that, young daughter. Come on. Come on, young man. If you all were around me when I talked to Brother Pat, I told him the other day, yesterday, didn't I, son? I keep reiterating that to him. I won't tell you what I said because the superlatives are not the most choice ones. But he understands what I'm saying, though. He knows it's of great value. He sees what I'm trying to do because he knows that Yahweh's using the hammer with his man to hammer him out. And I don't apologize for hammering him either. Believe me, because I know what's there. He doesn't know what's there. Can you crack a walnut with your teeth? So you need a hammer nut. And every little piece of the walnut, that's why it's so expensive. It's priceless. It costs more than the pecan. Doesn't take much to get the meat out of the pecan. But a walnut, different. Walnut, different. It says in the book, in the Apocrypha, listen to this quickly. Yes, sir. It says, and Enoch, I want you to hear this, listen to it. And Enoch lived 65 years, and he begot, he was born unto him Methuselah. And Enoch walked with Yahweh after that he brought forth Methuselah, and he served Yahweh, listen, and despised the evil ways of men. He hated the evil ways of men. We don't do that. We don't hate the evil ways of our daddy. Our sons, our daughters, our mama, our kinfolks, we don't hate their ways. We don't despise their ways. We have no problem socializing with that. But he despised, he hated the evil ways of men. How? What does it say? And the being the soul of Enoch. Listen to this. Enoch was caught up. And the soul of Enoch was wrapped up. Do you hear that? It was wrapped up in the instruction, how Yahweh instructed him in the instruction, the Mosah, the instruction of Yahweh in knowledge and in understanding. And he was wisely retired from the Son of Men. He separated himself and secreted himself from them for many days. He said, I won't get involved with them. He was wrapped up. He was caught up in Yahweh's instructions. We're not caught up in that. We're caught up in undisciplined things, aren't we? We're wrapped up in undisciplined and unsavory ways. We get ourselves wrapped up. We look for trash and foolishness every day. Enoch was wrapped up in the disciplines of Yahweh. He was wrapped up in the covering. That was his covering. Instruct me. Show me. Yasa me, Yahweh. Yasa, I like that. Yasa, 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 yasa me. He was wrapped up. He was wrapped in his instruction, his wisdom, his understanding. He said, I want this. This is more valuable than the other things. I hate to despise the ways of men. He said, the ways of evil, so I just separate myself. I move away from men, and I find myself wrapped up in your instruction. I find myself consumed with that. Now, what the enemy has done, he has wrapped up this world, this nation, the nations of the world. This is a very undisciplined nation. It has no discipline in nothing. I don't care what it is. There's no discipline in this life, in this nation, with nothing. We're seeing that today with the greed of man, with the uncontrollable lust and the greed of money. They're going to have it where you can hardly even drive a vehicle. And that's the truth. I was reading that what we call the poor in America, they are being afflicted greatly with the gas prices. The gas went up 12, the diesel went up 12 cents just from one day to the other. How can a man make an $8 an hour? How does he supply the needs of a family? How does he support a family? $9 an hour. And he must buy gas if he's working 15 miles away. It's going to take 30% of his money for that. It's an ignorant generation. It's stupid. It doesn't think. It doesn't allow the instructions of Yahweh to instruct him. How does he do it? Tell me. How can he do it? It's almost difficult to do it. And it's going up, and those that have it, they do not care. When they pay their CEO $450 million to retire, and those are the people in Nigeria simply saying to them, it is wrong for you all to take every nickel out and not leave us a dime. We can't even have clean drinking water. You pollute our wells. You pollute our air. You cause the diseases to come and you corrupt, pervert us. For the strength of a dollar, you don't leave us a nickel. The rebels are raising hell. Sure they are. That's wickedness of man. Why not take the $400 million and go to a country like that and drill 500 wells for the poor people? Just give them some clean water. That would change the whole attitude. You think those dogs are going to do it? And that swine, Lee Raymond, that pervert, jaws dropping down here? You think he's going to give up any nickel for that? And nothing but trash to him. Robbed that little country and they got polluted leaders in power. Don't only care about a dollar. And believe me, they're not getting anything. They're not getting anything. And they rob the little nations like that and pollute them. Why? Because they don't have the instruction of Yahweh. They will not receive the instruction of Yahweh. None whatsoever. Because Yahweh's instruction, tell us we see a brother in need like that. Or anyway, it's right to do good unto the poor. Give them a cup of water in the name of a righteous man, a deed that is right. And you will not lose your reward. If they just did right over there, they will not lose one dime. They won't even do that. And they're not going to do it. Not one bit at all. They rob, they steal. Because of the love of money. Greedy perverts. No compassion, none whatsoever. Period. And that's the truth. And that's the mindset of this generation. And that's what they're teaching you. That's the kind of attitude they want you to have. But I'm telling you, your dollar's going to fail. And I will be glad when they all cease. Every nickel. I mean that. Hallelujah. So Enoch wrapped himself in the instruction of the Most High of Yahweh in the knowledge and understanding. And he wisely retired from the sons of men. And he secreted himself from them for many days. He separated himself. He removed himself because he was corrected by Yahweh. Now Jeremiah 2 and 19 gives us a prime example of this correction. Look what's going to correct you. I will show you this. This is what's going to happen to you. And he's talking to the house of Israel, isn't he? Yes. Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 19. He says this. We always murmur about someone else's wickedness, don't we? Do we not do that? Yes. And we never look at our own, do we? Read those first three words in that chapter. In that, it says what?
Thy own wickedness.
Who?
Thy own wickedness.
Whose?
Thy own wickedness.
Say it out loud, everyone. Whose?
Thy own wickedness.
Who? What is that second word?
Own.
Whose?
Own.
Oh, is that O-W-N?
Yes.
That means you possess that, right?
Yes.
He said, your own wickedness shall, it shall yasah, it shall correct you. Yes. That's what's going to correct you, your own wickedness. It's going to be a brutal thing that's going to happen to you. But your own wickedness shall correct you, and your backsliding, and your own backsliding shall reprove you, show you how vile you are, show you there's no love for Yahweh. That is what shows you what you are, your own backsliding. You slide away from Yahweh to try to get, and you still don't get. You turn your heart away from loving Yahweh to try to maintain, and you still don't maintain. You turn your love away from Yahweh to try to comfort, and you still don't comfort. He said, your own backsliding shall reprove you. Know therefore and see that this is an evil thing, and it is a bitter. Now that is a profound statement. It is a mar. It's like a mark. It is a mar. I'm ignorant, so I don't understand why Yahweh put certain things in place. When I read that, I say, why is that, Yahweh? He said, it is a bitterness. It is a bitterness, and it is bitter, a mar. that you have forsaken Yahweh, your Abba, and that my fear, my dread, my awness is not in you, saith the sovereign Yahweh. He says, and this evil thing and bitterness. And so I began to do a little research on that bitterness and to understand the context that it was implying in the scripture. And the Hebraic expression, it is simply ma. That's like ma. It means the spirit of a harlot, the way of a harlot, the end of a whore. Your own bitterness, it's the end of a whore. When you're full of bitterness, you got bitterness in your heart, it's the spirit of a harlot. It's the spirit of a harlot. He said, your own ma, your own bitterness, your own harlotry caused you to backslide from Yahweh, turn your back, go some other way, approach it some other way. There's only one way. Your way seems right, but it's wrong. It leads to destruction. That's why there's no relationship between you and Yahweh. He says, your own bitterness, it is the evil thing and bitterness that you have forsaken Yahweh, your Abba. You've forgotten His truth. You're not conscious of His truth. We should be conscious of everything He tells us. We should prepare ourselves for everything. Everything that Yahweh tells us, we should prepare ourselves for. You prepare yourself to eat an hour in advance. You're ready to eat. You're thinking about it. You know exactly what time it is. Even your physical body prepares you for that, doesn't it? Sure it does. If you're going out to eat some kind of piece or some pizza hole, you prepare yourself for that trash, don't you? And you eat more than what you really need to eat because you want to do that, right? You might as well say, help me, Yahweh. We prepare ourselves with that kind of mindset. We do. But when it comes to Yahweh to eat the bread and the manna from above, we don't prepare ourselves for that. We become very contrary. We become very hostile toward Him. We become very adamant in our rejection against what He tells us concerning us. He says, your own evil is going to correct you. And that's why some of you all, your minds are thwarted, your minds are twisted, your minds are unstable because it is your own evilness. It is the dross of your own evilness coming out because you have rejected Yahweh. You reject His instruction. And that is all you sis. That's why you're bitter. That's why you're hatred. That's why you're not kind. That's why you're not sweet. You can't be kind to your son, your daughter. You can't be kind to your husband, your wife. That's what it is. It's not someone else. It's you. You get on your wicked face and learn how to pray and cry out. You see, that's a true sign. That's another sign of a virtuous daughter. She prays. She plants a little garden. Who are you, sister? Put on a tomato plant this year. Get a few seeds and put them out. Plant a little garden. Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's what Scripture says. I believe I would do that. You know why we won't do it? Because we don't understand the discipline that it creates in our lives. And that's why we don't do what He say. Oh, I don't think it takes that. It does. You see, the action of what He requires, He wants to see the reaction. When He say that, you know why He say that? Because He said, you just don't believe nothing I say. If you don't believe that would be a strength, you don't believe I'm coming. You don't believe I'm going to rip this thing to hell, do you? We don't believe Him. You might as well say, help me. Help me, Amalish. Help me. We don't believe Him. She plants a vineyard. She plants a little garden. Eh? See, that's what she does. You have to hold it every day and look at it. Tender takes care of those things. Make sure they're affectionately taken care of. And so what they have done today, they have made, and I say this to all of us, you that are listening, they've made the women today, and the world has tried to make them all harlots. To remove away from the instructions of Yahweh. That's why they raise hell with the husbands today. That's why husbands, a man will receive strength, wives, you all hear me, when there's a pleasant, robust, Ruah in his home. I don't know what kind of man he is. It does something. He may not be loquacious. He may not talk. But when there's a beauty in his home, that blesses him above all things. Nothing like that blesses a man's heart. I'm telling you all. And the enemy has caused you to be very contrary. And to be contrawise with him. And it doesn't strengthen anything at all. Nothing. You're going to destroy it too. And that's the truth. I don't take it back. If it's hitting you, then you're the problem. Then you need to get it right. She's not going to call on Yahweh. It's the own wickedness you have sown in your home. Can I tell you, brothers and sisters? There are parents that did not even know Yahweh, had no knowledge of Him, but they brought their children up in a certain discipline, in a certain attitude, and you see that reflected in their sons. And I'm talking about natural sons and daughters. I meet young men, and I meet young women. I'm very loquacious. I don't mind talking to people. I'm not afraid to talk to people. I'm not talking to a young woman because of some kind of crop lust. Someone may, the action may make me respond to them. And I meet them and you can sense this congeniality and this personality that is so beautiful. And you know it's not, they don't know Yahweh. And even parents that understand the law of discipline, they have the ability to do that. We have not learned that well. Thank you, brother. You haven't learned that well. I was telling Brother Patrick yesterday, there's a community in Dimona, Israel, and they're all people of color like you. 3,000 of them. There's never been a STD case in the whole community, sexual transmitted disease. 3,000. There's never been a robbery, something stole, never. 3,000 people. Because the leader said, from a child, we began to discipline them. And that is the main focus of the mothers, to discipline and to teach. And when the daddy comes home, there's a strength to that. They've never had a child out of wedlock. 800 babies have been born there, not one has died. Not one. And the old people were scared like Deacon Minish and man. And the leader said, I listened to him one day, he said, what they need to do is come to us and ask us, what are we doing that we can produce this? But pride won't let people do that. And pride always goeth before fall, doesn't it? Because one is full of pride, they always fall. And haughtiness before they're destroyed. Nothing like a haughty Jezebel. Nothing. But yet they have kept 3,000 people. And I said to Brother Patrick, you look at the young man, it's such a beautiful aura upon them. I'm telling you, I've never seen nothing like it. You see those young men, like Brother Pat, these young men, you look at them, it makes you want to go there and sit under that man. Sure it does. And see what he is pouring out. The young men, you see this discipline, this character upon them is just, it's amazing. Do you understand? Before they got to Israel, they went to Liberia and they stayed in tents and they lived like that. The rain, the monsoon, the mosquito bites and all that. Because they had a people that were willing. They forsook all things. We haven't forsaken the world. You love the pleasures of the world. And you're trying to make a certain statement to the world. They went there to make a statement unto their Abba. Even in certain things about the doctrine I will not concur with, still there's a statement that is so profound that you cannot deny that there's a great commitment there and there's a great devotion and there's a great love. You can't deny that because it's there. These things of Yahweh are emphasized. They are for our instruction. They instruct us. They discipline our walk. They discipline our mind. They discipline our heart. Why? Because they cause you to love your neighbor, because you love Yahweh with all. Your neighbor cause you to be concerned about them. Yahweh doesn't want to have the spirit of Adonai and Sapphira, your own little world. He brought us out here to make sure that we will be one. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Turn quickly to Hosea. I want to finish these scriptures today. I have a few more. It says in Hosea chapter 7, verse 10. Listen to this now. It says, and the pride of Israel testify to his face. And they do not return to Yahweh the Abba, nor seek him at all, for all this were their sins and their corruption. Verse 11, Ephraim is also like a what? A what? You mean Yahweh says that? A silly dove? Now Shaul deals with that. He said, there will be a people that they will have a form of righteousness, but they will deny the power thereof. And he tells you what those people are like. For of this sort, there are those which creep into their homes, silly women, laden with sin and every kind of lust. That's what happens. The silly intuition, that's foolishness. Yahweh says that the powers of darkness creep into their mind because they're silly. That's why Yahweh wants you to be sober. He wants the young men, the young daughters to be sober. He wants them to be sober. All times, you be sober. There's a time for laughter, and there's a time for seriousness. We're in a time of all seriousness. He said there, Ephraim is like a little silly, naive, stupid dove. Have no understanding of anything. Does it say, use that word in your text? Silly, all right, that's what it means. The naivety and the stupid. That's what it means. It's silly, just like a silly dove, without love, without a heart. Have no understanding. They call to Egypt. They go to Assyria. Now, that's where their strength is. They look into Egypt. They look into the world. Their strength and their hope is in the world. They love the things of the world. They're trying to measure themselves by the measurement of the world. So they love Egypt and Assyria. When they shall go, I will spread my net upon them. I will bring them down as the fowls of the Shemayim. Yahweh says here, he said, I will chastise, I will yasa. I will chastise them as their congregation has heard. Woe unto them, for they have fled from me. Destruction unto them, Yahweh says, because they have transgressed against, they have sinned against Yahweh. When you reject His instruction, when you disallow Yahweh to instruct you, you are sinning. And that is what His Torah does. It teaches you. HaMashiach did not come and bring us a new religion. He came to show us the life of what Yahweh had already said. That's what He came to do. These whole houses are established on some false predication. It's not the truth of Yahweh. I tell you, the only thing that helped me all these years, as Elder Martin always reminds me, he reminds me of this, he says, you preach hard against sin. And that was the focus of everything. Sin, the corruption of the heart of man. I've always preached that way. I know no other way to preach. Hallelujah, Yahweh. No other way. And when a man transgresses the Torah, he sins. And so as we begin to bring that light of that truth, then do you reject it? No, we take on the wholeness of His truth. HaMashiach came in the volume of the Torah and the Tanakh. He is the fulfillment of that and the renewed covenant. Not something new, it's the same. He renewed it. I don't have to sacrifice bullocks and asses unto Yahweh. All from to Him myself. That's it. What can we offer men anyway? A heifer? What if you all had to sacrifice a goat? We would have enough out there for you to sacrifice. So we'll go to the highest bidder. And you that have a little source of revenue, then you say, I got enough, this is mine. But with ones that do not have, what do they do? He said, you have transgressors against me, though I have redeemed them, they have spoken lies against me. It is a flat out lie against Yahweh. Yahweh does not cause us to act irrational. You're not walking in the law of Yahweh. You're walking in your corrupt flesh, your deceitfulness. He doesn't cause us that way. The law doesn't cause us that way. No, it doesn't. When a man truly has the power of Yahweh, he will do what Scripture says. He will not abuse his wife. He will not intrigue her wrongly. That's the truth. The wife will submit and obey everything. They did not say something, everything. And Yahweh used that metaphor upon the earth to let us know what He tells us to do. We obey everything. What He instructs us to do, we obey everything. And no husband man is going to have his wife to prostitute herself. He watches over her with diligent care, watchful eyes. He is most concerned about her. He will not lead her in a raid that will bring damnation to her. I'll tell you something, daughters. The Scripture says by the means of a whorish woman, man is brought down to a piece of meat. Why would you want to bring your man down to a piece of bread? You're murmuring, you're complaining, you're lies. Why would you want to do that? Tell me. That doesn't strengthen a home. What's strengthen the home? You're on your knees praying. You fall in prostrate before Yahweh. When He come home and sits a sweet ruach in His house, that's some hell-raising, corrupt spirit that's detrimental to even Him. That's the truth. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Your sisters get upset with me. That's all right. I don't mind that. That won't be at all. I got a sister to get upset with me at times. You get upset with me at times? All right. Bless your daughter. That's all right. So I don't mind you getting upset showing your emotions. Women tend to operate in that more so than men. All right. Men tend to be a little more staunch. Hallelujah. He says in verse 14, and they have not cried unto me. Do you ever cry? Look at your neighbor and say, do you ever cry? Come on. Look at someone and say, do you ever cry? You only cry when you get caught. Hallelujah. You don't cry. He said, cry to me. So you'll never cry to Yahweh. Say that again, brother. Yes. Y'all get quiet. Knowing the sword penetrates. I put it right there, the dagger. Then I tell you, look at someone to show you how guilty you are. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And the way you feel, that's how what Yahweh feel. He's ashamed. You look at someone and say to them, do I ever cry to Yahweh? That's why I love to sing to you. You will never stop that, no one. Oh, those pastoral officers, you just stop that. No, I'm going to sing. I will bless him. I will sing to him. I don't care how it sounds. I'm singing. I'm happy to wake up in the morning. I'm glad to be alive. So I'm going to sing to him. What? I just sing the way I feel. I just sing what he's doing to me. That's the way I sing. Well, you can't sing like Brother Pat. Brother Josh, he got that very robust. I know he does, but that's all right. Thank you, brother. I'm going to sing to him. I'm going to let him know it. Sure I am. Is that right? Little John, we're going to sing to him. Oh, hallelujah, way. Oh, hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way. Shubaka way. Oh, hallelujah, way. Oh, hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way. Shubaka way. I'm going to sing. I'm going to bless him. I'm going to sing. As long as I have life, I will sing to my Abba. I will let him know that. About the single prayer. We sing prayers at times up here. I tell you what, they've come a long way. They can pray now. They really can. They ought to pray for the wickedness and touch Pastor Roberts. Don't let him walk in wickedness and his mind to be on you. They pray now. Why? Because just that the discipline has taught them. Yahweh, look upon the brothers and sisters throughout the world and feed them bread. And them women out there that are naked and walking in sin. Sometimes I have to cut them over. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Yahweh. All right? But they have learned how to pray. You teach them and let them realize the seriousness of this issue and this matter. We haven't taught them. And it's sad. It begins with that little child in a mother's arm. You tell me that the baby can't sense the devotion of the mother and the daddy loves Yahweh. They will sense that. He will watch and see what he does and how his actions and her actions, and that little child will know. And that Ruah will be imparted in them. You act like a hell fool with him, that's gone in that little young. I don't care what you say. Why? Because you're going to spend more time with him than he is. And the way you are hellish and foolish, that's the way that little child will be hellish. And I don't care what you say. As the mother so is. Now the scripture doesn't say as the sons or the daddy. But it says that as the mother now. So he wants to understand the vitalness of that. And you can say, well, what about the son? No, it's as the mother. As the mother was, so is the daughter. And that's what it said. Never in a place where it said, now we go what scripture says. Not your feelings or emotions. But as the mother is, so is the daughter. Because mothers always tend, daddies tend to reach that relationship with sons. It's almost like when they get a certain age, it's almost like a manly thing. It really is. It's a little different. And so if she wants like foolish with this man, that child's going to act foolish. She won't act like a fruitcake, act like that. It will be demise to her. You treat that man right, she understands that as a birth. That imparts into her. I'm telling you. And she will know the value of a man and a husband man in the house. We have not been taught that. My mother didn't teach my sister that. She's 50-something years old, never had a husband. Never will get one. I will never cater to Sister Robert's emotions. I will never. She knows that. Well, you don't love her. Well, sure I do. But love is a great discipline. Sure it is. It's a great discipline. What she will be, that daughter will be. I don't care what she say. Y'all can reject that. Scripture says that. It's not what I say. Scripture. Scripture. And because we have not been birthed from above by Jerusalem, that's why we act the way we act. Because we act like Jerusalem, then we will bless Jerusalem. Yahweh said he will prosper those that bless Jerusalem. We become contrary to Yahweh because we don't receive his instruction. We become contrary. I don't like that. Will it steal you, honey? Nothing changes. Hallelujah. So what do you do then? You move on from there and do what's right as you go. When you hear truth, you obey it. You don't regress, you begin to progress. That's how you do it. He said, you won't even hear me, you won't even do what I say. He said, you will not cry to me from your love. He said, when they howl upon their bed, look at this now, verse 14, they assemble themselves for corn and wine, and they rebel against me. They wanted something for their bellies. Their women have prayed for husbands, their husbands for wives. upon their bellies. Give me a wife. Don't pray that, son. Thy will be done. The Bible will find a wife. He will find a good thing. When he finds a wife, he's blessed of Yahweh. That's all. You just wait. You won't have detriment. You have a beautiful little daughter that will serve Yahweh and love him. Don't be anxious, son. You're going to need a wife that's going to stand. It's going to be strong, brother. They are not too many like that today. You all can become perturbed with me. If you are, it's because you know I'm riding your spine. I'm on you. All 260 plus pounds on you. You wait. She has to be right. Not just a bedpan. Nah. Has to be right. And she's going to love you. Sure she will. Why not tell a young man that to warn him? Why not? If you loved him, you would tell him that. And if your daughters were truly daughters, you would pray for that. Because you're not. We're very envious, self-righteous, insecure people. I'm not insecure. I have nothing. So what? What is that? Come on. Well, what about Mr. Bill Gates? I don't compare myself with him. I just want to be a humble, little servant of Yahweh. And I'm not insecure. I'm not insecure because someone is smarter than me. What is that? That means nothing to me. One can't articulate much more refined than me. So what? I have no problem with that. I marvel at stuff like that. I like to listen to them. There was a young man that wrote me the other day. He's from Atlanta. He's from Metro Atlanta. I said to Big and Benny, I said, you can tell the way he types his letters. He has a great command of the English grammar, his punctuation. I can tell. When I watch the way someone writes, the punctuations and the different forms of the structures, I said, this young man has his own consulting business down there. He wrote me the other day. He said, Pastor Robbins, I'm sick of this. All my life, I'm 28 years old. Yahweh don't let no Jezebel twist him up. 28 years old. And I'm sick of the lies that I've been taught. His name is not Jesus and Yahweh. Now, this truth is so profound. It's real. True young man. I wrote him back and said, don't let nobody persuade you. Your daddy, mama, nobody. Hear what Yahweh says. And obey him. Just don't let no corrupt thing, the harlot and the twilight, sees that he's a simple brother, just a zealous man for Yahweh. She kissed him and said, come into my bourgeois and mess him up. Don't let the religious whore do that, my brother. You listen to Pastor Robert, it won't happen. That's the truth. Did you notice what I said? If he listens, Shema, yeah, perceive, understand. He goes on to say in verse 15, though I have bound, and that's Yasa, I've instructed them, I have bound and strengthened their arm, yet do they imagine mischief against me. They still imagine stupid stuff against me. Well, if you always love me, why I have to go through this? They return, but not to the Most High. They are like a deceitful bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword, and for the rage of their tongue, there shall be their derision in the land of Egypt. He said they're going to fall. Because they are not bound, they will not, Yasa, they will not hear my instructions. In this hour, we must be ready, brothers and sisters. I don't think we understand what's taking place in the world because we fantasize so much. So they put out these 27 state lotteries and they gain probably close to $1 billion and they say we will pay you $1 million and the government tax that and they still get money. Isn't that amazing? And they got this superficial idea about what wealth is. Wealth and health comes from Yahweh. It doesn't come from the lottery. And the ones that do win, they're the most miserable after they win it. They got every kind of creeping thing crawling out of every hole it is. They got cousins and kinfolks they've never met. Yahweh doesn't want us to hit the lottery. He doesn't want us to play the lottery. We don't play any kind of game. We don't play the role of a harlot. We receive the instructions of Yahweh the Yasa, his discipline, his counselor, his authoritative advice. We accept that it reforms us, change us, and transform us, that we can hear him. We're hearing everything but him. And we need to hear what Yahweh says. Hear Yahweh. I want to close here with a few verses. I want to read a few verses from Tehillim, Psalms 50:16. Psalms 50, verse 16. Yahweh says, but unto or to the wicked, Yahweh says, this is not man, this is not David, Yahweh speaks this. What have you to do to declare my statutes and that you should take my covenant in your mouth? What have you to do? Well, who is one that's wicked? When one rejects the instruction or to be instructed by Yahweh, that's a wicked person. I don't care who it is. You're wicked. He said, who are you to even declare my truth in your mouth? What are you to say what is right and wrong? Seeing, look at this, you love,
hate.
You what?
Hate,
hate what? Look to your neighbor and say, do I hate instruction? Come on. Come on, look again and say, do I hate instruction? Now look to someone you didn't look to and say, do I hate instruction? Seeing that you hate instructions. Seeing that you hate to be instructed. You notice on a job when the supervisor instructs someone. I've seen this. When I worked at IBM, they would say to us, we want zero tolerance. The first thing the people began to do you know what they began to do? They would murmur. First thing I would say is that somehow they have rationalized this and they believe we can do that. And I believe we can too. So I did not take upon the mentality of the other. Man, what are they saying? They began to murmur. They began to complain. And the spirit of whoredom came in. And you will find them socializing in little groups. And they began to murmur against that. You worked there. You saw them. They began to, I would never take part in their little social activities. They began to murmur about this. Well, we can't do it. I would say, I don't see why we can't do it. They told us somehow they have done some means and tests to let us know that it is accomplishable. Why don't we even try to do it? Why start off this way, murmuring and complaining, and you open yourself up to every kind of crazy thing where you're not going to even try to do it? Let's try to do it. So I would excel to try to do it. Well, what does that do? It causes you to become very cognizant of your responsibility, your job, and to do it with carefulness. And when I began to do that, I found out you can do it. It was not that you could not do it. But that was the way they would respond. Well, they put a heavy load. Well, they were paying you good money. What did you expect? They were treating you nice. And now they have nothing today. Because they will not receive that simple instruction. Well, I will receive it. I said, I don't see why we can't do it. I would actually get motivated to do it. It would do something in my heart. So when a supervisor says something to the group of people, then you will find a core group getting together. They began to murmur. And you began to see that fester and spread. And you will find a laziness and a seductive wickedness among all of them. And if you are not careful, you will be caught up in that. So you have to do like Enoch. You have to separate yourself from home. He said, no, I'm not going to be a part of that. But don't tell me, can that be done? You got the naysayers and the yaysayers. So I'm a yaysayer. You always said it. I believe it. That's enough. And I'll just do it. You can't add anything to it because if I do, I will become contrary to him. He says, seeing you hate instruction and you cast my word behind you. You don't put it in your heart, you cast it behind you. It has no value. Something that has no value, you don't even love it. You cast it behind you. It has no importance. You have cast my words behind you. When I speak to you, you say, I will cast it down. It will not be allowed to instruct me. This is what the wicked say. You will know you're walking in wickedness when you hate any kind of instruction. And I will watch the people in all of the malice of their heart. They will begin to act crazy. They will begin to do all kinds of silly things until they will reinforce it again. Look, you're going to be gauged on this. And your performance will depend on this. And if you don't perform right, then you're going out of the door. And only then, with that kind of threat. You see, that's what Yahweh has done. That's why I tell you all, you're not going to tell me here. No, I'm not a Lord. But there are things that's going to be done here, regardless of you or anyone else. They're going to be done. Period. I don't care what you think. Period. It's going to be done. Because I fall on the same rules too. Oh, there are people, this week they've sent me, there's offers that came in, what, $750, almost $1,000, all in my name. What do you do? I put it in the bank. What are you going to do? Use it for the community. That's what I do with it. Thousands. Almost $750 in the last 2 weeks. I don't know, close to $3,000. What do you spend it? We use it. We're going to put another line in this, here, a T1 line, and just that line alone costs $200 a month. The first time, the first place we saw it, they wanted $800 a month. $200 just for a telephone line. Well, we can have brothers and sisters here, people that are listening, they're coming, they're hearing, they're listening. And that's more valuable to me than anything, that his word go forth. That brother there in Denmark can hear. Come on, a precious brother there, he's listening. What is $200 in the whole scheme of things? It means nothing. Freely I receive, freely I give. For what the kingdom purpose? For the kingdom. This is for you, brothers and sisters, in Mishli, Proverbs. Listen. Proverbs 6:23. And I'm going to close from the Apocrypha, something that Solomon said. He says here in Proverbs 6:23, listen to this. Hear this. Hear from your ruah and not from this thing here. Hear from the heart. He says, for the misvat, that's what he says, this, the misvat, it is a lamp. And the Torah, the instructions of this, is light. And reproof of instructions are the way of life. Instructions always reprove. I don't care if you instruct your child, there's always a correction there. Every instruction corrects us. That's what instruction, that's what we must be instructed. When a teacher instructed you in school, wasn't it to correct you? Everything to correct, that's what instruction is. And we just don't like instruction. We hate it. We don't like, we can't stand to be challenged. I love a good challenge. I really do. I don't care what it is in. Get whether I'm playing a little basketball, I love challenge. Did you manage to make the fire to me yesterday? Not that I wasn't trying to win. I was trying. Things just were not falling. But I love challenges. I don't mind being challenged. I really do not. I have no compunction with that. But just make sure you're right when you come, okay? Just don't come half-cocked. Give me a good fight when you come, all right? He says in verse 24, to keep you from the evil woman, from the Jezebel spirit. That's what the Torah is for. That's what instruction is for. To keep you from the evil woman, from the flattery tongue of the strange religious proselytizer. Now that is what instructions are for. That's why he instructs us. To keep us from this wicked, putrefied mouth of this whore. To keep our minds pure and our hearts in love with him. Come on, brothers and sisters. If you're not going to love Yahweh, don't even waste your time with him. Go on and live like a pig. Go live like a swine. I don't have I believe what I preach. And I'm going to live this wholeheartedly. I have nothing else to live. What am I going to live? What? What is that to live? Tell me. To have a son? Well, that will never happen. I got sons. I got them. Brothers. I told you I have a man's thing. I love brothers. I love men. And everyone is not a man. But I love men. I got a heart for men. I really do. Man does something in my heart. There's nothing like a man because he is at the zenith or the apex of Yahweh's authority on the earth. And when you see a man that will humble himself before Yahweh and weep and bless him, that's a man. Ain't nothing like that. And I'm not talking about somebody hit a baseball. I'm talking about a man. When you see that, that impresses me. See, but every man can't, everybody can't fall prostrate and bless Yahweh. So I got a thing for men. When I see men do that, I don't know about you all, but it blesses me. It does something in my heart. I see brothers up here singing and playing. Man, that's all right. I get thrilled with that. Well, look at the way he looks at him. I know I look at him that way. Man, Yahweh, that does something to me. When I see a man that's genuine, man, that's all right. That bless me. That's all right. When I see a man that submits, only a wise man can submit. A fool can't submit to nothing. A wise man submits. Only a man that's wise. That's all right. Fool can't submit to nothing. I want to close here from wisdom. You don't have this. It's in the Apocrypha. Instead of you all buying Fruit Loops and trash, take about $18 to get you an Apocrypha, okay? All right. Buy one if you go to hell. I got you, didn't I? Yes? Okay, thank you, ma'am. It says in wisdom, I want you to hear this. Wisdom chapter 3, verse 11. Hear this. This is what Saul says. Hear it carefully. For whoever, regardless of who you are, despise wisdom and instruction. You all hear that? Is miserable. Whoever despises wisdom and instruction is miserable. You find one that despises instruction, someone that speaks with wisdom, they're miserable. They're always miserable. They're going to always complain. They're going to always murmur. That's a profound statement. Whosoever despises or hates wisdom and instruction is miserable. I need to put that on that wall back there. It's miserable. Look at this now. Their hope is vain, is empty. There's nothing even in their hope. It's vain. Their labor, when they do something, their labor is unprofitable. Is that all right, sister? That's all right. That could have been written in Psalms, couldn't it? That's truth there, isn't it? Whoever despises wisdom and instruction, they're miserable. You find any sister, brother, walking around here miserable because they despise that. They're miserable. Look to your neighbor and say, are you miserable? Come on, say, are you miserable? Well, I can imagine how some of you all react to that. The labor is unprofitable. And their works are, listen now, useless. It means nothing. You really don't even want to work with them. It's useless. Their work is useless. It has no value at all, none at all. Whoever despises wisdom, when you find a foolish woman or a silly woman or man that despises wisdom and instruction, they're miserable. You see it in their countenance, their expression, their attitude, they're miserable as hell. You find an miserable fool. I don't take it back. That's what you find. You find people on the job when they hate instruction, they're miserable. I'm going to quit this job. Get me another. You're not going to quit it. You coward. You find them like that. Boss man coming around. Oh, yes, sir. How you doing? How's everything? Yes, sir. You have a good time this weekend, Mr. Martin? Oh, yes, sir. I'm sick of this job. It's miserable. Oh, yes, sir. How you doing, Mr. How you doing, Ms. Martin? Yes, ma'am. Oh, you look so nice. And that is so... You always look good. I can't stand it. She makes me sick. I'm on the money. Because Scripture says so. Anybody that despises wisdom speaking to them or instruction, they're miserable. Not only that, but their work, their hope is vain. Everything is empty in them. Their labor is unprofitable, it's unpleasant. They don't do things with pleasantry. Hallelujah. And their work is useless. Solomon, a great man of wealth and wisdom, he spoke this. Now close with this last proverb. Word of wisdom, he says this in wisdom. Listen to this. You will know when someone is wise, all right? Because this is what he says. The beginning of wisdom, when one truly begins to ascertain wisdom, it is the most sincere. Listen to this. When one began to draw from wisdom, the most sincere desire is for instruction. Quiet, O Mia. When one began to understand the wisdom of Yahweh, their most sincere desire is to be instructed. And concern for instruction is to love her. When you want instruction, you will love instructions. That's how promotion comes. Those on a job that receive instruction, they get promoted, don't they? You think the man doesn't know who's rejecting or contrary to what he says? Because the one that received instruction say, well, oh, Dave Roberts, he just doesn't. He doesn't get it. He says, I know that. You don't have to tell me that. And he always says, I know that. He knows every last one of us in here that rejects his instruction. And you're not getting by. And you're not getting around him either. He goes on to say, to understand instruction and to love her is keeping of her law and the Torah. So when you receive instruction, to know you love instruction, you will keep what you've been instructed by. And give heed to the Torah in assurance of immorality. You will know you will walk right and clean and circumspectly before Yahweh. And immorality bring ones near to Yahweh. When you're immortal, and the immorality, when you're not walking in lasciviousness and corruption and the harlotry of your own mind, because it springs forth from bitterness. When one has bitterness, it's a harlotry spirit there. Search the Scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, and you're the one that testifies. But you don't search the Scripture. There's a difference between reading the Scripture and searching the Scripture. I'm honest enough to say that I don't understand things in the Scripture. That's why I have to learn. I said to Elamar this morning, I said to him, I would get out there and hit it with the brother. I have no compunction with that. Because I can hit it. But there are times that I will take time to search the Scripture. Because if I can't feed you with nothing, what good is that? Well, I would take that time to make sure that there's an appropriate meal for us when we come in here. Make sure we have bread to eat and bread to break. This is good bread today. Because they show you what you've been lacking in your diet, and that's what you're anemic. He said, so the desire of wisdom, when one desires wisdom, it leads to the kingdom instruction. When one desires wisdom, they will understand that they must be instructed. And that is the thing that the enemy has caused the heart of many to reject instruction, to despise Yahweh, and to hate it, and to reject instruction. A wise man will always hear instructions. Why? Because instructions always make one wise. Even though it may not be you, it always makes you wiser. You hear it. And this is a generation and a people, winter time, whereby no one wants to be instructed. No one wants to hear. The child doesn't want to hear the daddy. The mother will not hear the husband. The husband and the wife will not submit unto each other. Now what is that? That the husband take time to listen to her. She listens to him. And he being the final arbiter. This is how it's going to go. Period. But he must take time to listen to her. Submitting yourselves. He submit to her. Even though he doesn't want to hear it, he's subject himself. I just tell you, you're wrong, Sister Robert. Period. If anybody loves his house, as far as my house and me, we're going to serve Yahweh. I'm going to serve Yahweh. And if my wife is wrong, I have no problem with telling her that. Is that right? Do I? Why? Because I love her. That's what love does. Love tells you the truth. Love is honest. Hallelujah. That's what it is. And if you see a fault or an error in your brother or sister, you go to them instead of her. Instead of her. If you need someone to go along with you, that's right, you do that. That's how you do it.
Well, you don't do that. You just don't know Pastor Roberts. You get in trouble around here, you'll find out.
I have no problem calling you. And always have me witnesses, too. Because folks say, well, I didn't say that. No, Deacon Bennett, his memory is good. He can tell you verbatimly. It's good, I'm telling you. Come on, Deacon. Sure it is. May Yahweh strengthen you all. May Yahweh bless you all that are listening. Come on, brother. By live stream, you that are listening, wherever you are, Brother Nathan, you all, we bless you all. And we thank Yahweh for you all that are listening, whomever you are, wherever. We bless Yahweh for you all. We hope to make sure that this message can continue to go forth and to bless the hearts of many. You that are listening, you can, if you want to, you send an offering. We're not a beggar, and I don't spend time on no money. But you can send an offering to us. Make your checks out to Yahweh's congregation. And send them here. Everything is on the website. And help us to get this message out to our brothers and sisters in many parts of the world that do not have the outlets that you have. But yet someone that is near can hear. And that they can take that truth to them. So send an offering. Send a gift. And bless the work here. I was telling you all the brother. He's in Warren, Michigan. Sent. He wrote me and asked me, can he write? He said, can I write that? The gift's off. I said, brother, if you want to write, don't even send me an offer. No, because we're not a 5013. We're not that. Don't send me nothing. And he sends hundreds of, every time he sends at least $100 or more. Every week since that time. Hallelujah, Yahweh. So I will not compromise the truth, brothers and sisters. I don't have to. And I won't do it for anyone. I won't do it for me. Because I want to be saved. I've come too far, as the old brothers would say. I've come too far to turn back. There's nothing else to live for. I'm not living for Sister Roberts. And I love my wife. I don't say it with words, just his actions, his deeds. I want to be an example for the brothers here, my brothers, my young men, because I love them. I do. I want to be an example. I want to deal with my wife according to knowledge and wisdom, understanding her. I do. And she's going to definitely walk the way she should walk here with me. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And that's the truth. Men see things a little better than you women see things, I'm telling you. Believe me, they can tell you what sister and which one is walking. I don't even have to talk to them. They know. or they know what brother. Men just see things a little different. You don't deceive men like it was the woman that was taking the deception and not the man. I want you all to remember that, man. Man just did it. He's not easily deceived. No, he isn't. Men will just do things because they just go along the way. They're men that are in places because they're wise. So that they know it's wrong. They say, all right, just to keep some kind of peace. And they still have no peace at home. Truth. That's why he made the man to be the head. And the man is the head. And every woman, if she's a woman that loves Yahweh, she should be on the man of authority. Submit to that truth. Who she is, whether she, if she's married, she submit. I mean, if she has no husband, she submit to that. And if she has a husband that loves Yahweh, he will submit to truth. Should will. He won't fight against that. And I will not condescend or draw back for him. Nah. If I did that, I could have this place full today. You that are listening, we're just a small crowd of us in here. This place will probably seat 140 people easily. It would have at one time. We've had more than that in this place at one time. But I will not compromise for anything, for monies, for what? What good are they? What good is money? Tell me. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his whole being? Nothing. So do I labor for that? No. It doesn't satisfy the heart. I've had money before. I could have paid myself. I could have left for all y'all, you that are here, some of y'all in Charlotte, and kept your own jobs and just compromised a little bit and built a big old tabernacle here and seated about 300 or 400 people and built me a big old log cabin over there. I could have built me a spread. Yes, sir. Because it means nothing to me. And I thank y'all for that. I'm glad he brought me up this way. I am. I haven't missed one thing. I got health and I got plenty of wealth. Got brothers around me, a few, but that's all right. Brothers that contact me, that's all right. I wouldn't trade these brothers here, my faithful one, for nothing. You understand? I wouldn't. And then once you get to know a pastor, Robert, then you learn to love him, don't you? Huh? Love talking about scripture, doesn't it? The word, everything, based around that. I don't care whether we're sweating, it's still scripture. Everything. And that's the way it is. Oh, you're trying to promote yourself, not promote Yahweh. Show what he can take a man, what he can do with him. Not what the world does with a man, what Yahweh does with a man. May Yahweh bless you. May Yahweh bless you all that are listening. Come on, let us stand to our feet. I hope you're listening up there, brother, up there in Canada. Your song, since you love it. Come on, Brother Pat.
There be love shed among us. Let there be love in our life. Rain down your love, sweep this house. Calls us Yahweh to arise. Give us a fresh understanding, a brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there be love.
Come on and grab your neighbor's hand and sing that. And I hope you feel something.
So let there be.
We bless you all, Brother Michael, Sister Michael, Laura, Brother Alex. We bless you, Brother Nathan there, our precious brother, Brother Jerry there in Dallas. We greet you all you that are listening today, wherever you are. May Yahweh bless you all. Brother Heath, you and your wife there in Canada. Sister Elick. May Yahweh strengthen you and help you.
Yahweh, to arise, give us a friend. Understand.
Brother Gaines there in Warren, Michigan, we bless you, my brother. Ah, yes.
That is real. So let there be love.
Come on, look your neighbor square in the eyes, everyone.
So let there be a love shared among us. Let there be a love in my land. now your love sweeps it out, calls us Yahweh to rise above our pettiness. Give us a friend, understanding, a brotherly love that is so sweet. So let be your love shed among us. Let there be Ahava.
Come on again, every heart. Bless you all today.
So let there be love shed among us. Let there be love.
Bless you, Sister Pamela and Sister Catherine. May Yahweh strengthen you all.
May now your love sweep this house. Calls us Yahweh to arise. Give us a friend, understanding, a brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there be a hava.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. For we do pray that you instruct us today, Yahweh. Your Yasha, in our love, the discipline of your instructions, your Moshe, cause the heart to be strengthened and the mind to be settled. So as we pray today at the close of this fellowship and service on the Shabbat, we ask you to strengthen us all. And let there be a love for your truth. Let there be a love for your Torah. Let there be a love for your hope, HaMashiach, Yahshua. Let there be a love for our brothers and our sisters, a kindness, an affection, a tenderness, and a love. Let it be so, Yahweh, in our life, that we may please you in all things, as HaMashiach did. We thank you today and we bless you. Every ear today that we're listening, all the ears that we're listening, bless everyone, I pray, and cause them to be strengthened. And above all things, a love for truth and a love for Torah teaching that brings us to the foot of our Abba. Because in the hope of Yahshua, there's life and light to the understanding of Torah revelation. We thank you today and we bless you this Shabbat. Cause all the hearts to be full today with gladness and rejoicing in HaMashiach. And all the traditions cried hallelujah way. Hallelujah way.